of the special prosecutor, and because that was mentioned in particular, it's particularly how we guarantee its role today. As was mentioned in our report, the Office of the Special Prosecutor was discontinued, but the District Prosecutor's Office was entrusted with its task. As already mentioned, the budget for the District Prosecutor was increased in 2019 and 20, and those that increase in financing was made permanent. So more people were hired to and added to the Police Financial Intelligence Unit. Funding for the Reykjavik Metropolitan Police was increased to deal in particular with money laundering and those type of crime. In addition to that, last year, the Minister of Justice presented an action plan in law enforcement matters, which included strengthening of measures against organized crime, where the District Prosecution Office plays a key role. The police received significant increasement in funding to strengthen their investigative and analytical capacity regarding organized crime, including when that applies, corruption crimes. This will multiply the capacity of the police to face these new challenges. Investigative teams were formed that work across offices and different police districts, and the district prosecutor leads the steering group for the investigating teams. They are the responsible body tasked with analyzing and prioritizing projects and tasks in investigating organized crime. Participation in European law enforcement cooperation has also been increased, among other things, with a new Icelandic representative at Eurojust and continuing representative at Europol as international cooperation in this particular operative area of investigations is very, very important. I will ask my colleague Ragnheiður to say a few words about oversight mechanisms for industries such as banking, financial sectors.